Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inside Access with you on a Tuesday. We'll get back to the Ravens in a little bit, but we have a major event coming up a week from Saturday at Bubba. Jason, if you listen to the show, you know Jason's been raving about Bubba for a long time. And joining us now from Bubba, it's Adam El Shazly. And you got Sebastian Harris, who's a student at Bubba? Like, is that an accurate portrayal?
Yeah, student liaison.
Awesome. So, Adam, first and foremost, thank you for coming in. Let the people know about the event coming up.
Yeah, on December 6th, we're going to have our first fundraiser that we've ever done to raise funds for our after-school program at Baltimore Urban Baseball Association, as well as for facility scholarships for Bubba Scholars.
So, yeah, I mean, I've tried to get the word out in my own sort of way, and Sebastian's going to be able to explain what goes on at Bubba better than any of us. But basically, some individuals with a baseball background who wanted to give back created a state-of-the-art facility that's in South Baltimore, right near the ballpark, where kids of any means can have access to the same sort of TrackMan and data collection. And if you don't have a bat and you don't have a helmet, it doesn't matter. You can come into Bubba after school, and guys who play D1 baseball or are currently playing D1 baseball are going to be in there working with kids who maybe some of them play on big time suburban baseball teams, and maybe some of them just live in the neighborhood. And you're going to get coaching, and you're going to get mentorship, and you're going to get an access to all this technology. And all you have to do is keep coming back, basically, right? I mean, is that kind of the gist of what Bubba's all about? And again, Bubba's Baltimore Urban Baseball Association.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in addition to that, building leadership on and off the field, we have a classroom space for our after-school program. And one of the commitments for all the kids coming to our facility to use it is they participate in our mentoring program. So we have partnerships with all the local universities and all those D1 guys you talk about. They come into the facility, but they also have a job to not only teach kids baseball, but teach them about college access, and their future goals and careers.
Yeah. Well, Sebastian, you were just telling us you've been a part of Bubba for 6 years now. Just how much has it helped you not only as a ball player, but as a person?
Honestly, it's like my brother's keeper type of thing, right? So you got people who are in the shoes that you want to get to coming in. We're blessed to have UMBC come through, Towson come through, Lincoln University, the school I attend. And I was able to speak to one of the students that are currently at Lincoln. I said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about coming there. Nothing to do with baseball. Just social, like purely life and purely this is what I want to do with my life. Can Lincoln help me? And he convinced me. So now I'm at Lincoln. I'm actually supposed to be managing the baseball team this year. So I'm also working alongside with him. But he's a great guy. But it's like those are the type of connections that are there for everybody, not just me. But there's the brotherhood. There's the you learn from somebody, and then you take that and you give right back to your community. So now I have a 10-year-old, his name's Ian, who I mentor. He's taller than me, but he'll end up surpassing me in that facet. But it's like, that's what, there's more than just, you know, come in, hit a ball, then leave. It's come in, meet people, make a friend, make a brother, and then go about your day. You know?
How did Bubba get on your radar initially, Sebastian?
So I had a friend, his name is Leon, and we both lived over west, and Bubba is located, you know, South Baltimore, so it's not too far. and he would go. And I was like, you know what? I like baseball. Like, I want to go. So I went with him one day, and I saw this facility, and I'm like, wow, never seen anything like this. And, you know, I think roughly 80% of Baltimore City high schools don't have a baseball field.
Right.
So, like, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, we didn't have a baseball field all 4 years. So for us to step onto this indoor court or indoor field where it's like you have state-of-the-art turf and facilities and, you know, TrackMan and Hitman, hit tracks, it's like, you know, Winter Wonderland for a kid at that time. So it's quite, that's how I got on my radar.
How quickly did you realize how special the place was?
Within a week, I think. Because it's like, I remember recording a video and sending it to my father. My father doesn't play sports. And he was like, where are you? Where are you? This is in Baltimore still? You're still in Baltimore? I was like, yeah, I took the bus here. He was like, wow, that's crazy. And you paid? No, I didn't pay a dime. You couldn't believe it.
I'd have to think you recruited some of your friends to come with you, right?
I might have been one of the biggest advocates of getting my school. My school was the first school to have an after-school program at Bubba. And unfortunately, there was a shooting near my school. So it kind of like, we couldn't have any practice. But, you know, we love baseball. So it's like, we can't go outside and practice. We don't have our own field. Where can we go? So I came to Coach Adam and Coach Andy, and they opened their doors and opened their arms to us. And now my team was able to come there after school. We took like carpools. I drive. So took some of my teammates in my truck. But it was like, immediately, I started telling my team, I'm telling my summer team, I'm telling everybody I play for, guys, let's go to Bubba, let's go to Bubba. And the popularity just continued to grow and grow and grow.
So Adam, how does this work? Because this, like, I know you get donations and you guys do a whole lot of, like, you're always writing grants, right? Or seeking grants, writing proposals for grants. You're talking to, like, RBI, right? At the arm of MLB that's supposed to do grassroots stuff. You're reaching out to people like Adam Jones. You're talking to Tony Gwynn Jr., who's doing some of this work in San Diego. How much of this is reliant on philanthropic endeavors? How much on the business community and MLB current and former players themselves stepping up to write checks or do whatever they can do?
You know, it's heavily relied on. And I think now we're trying to think of a strategy for sustainability. It doesn't work without their support. And December 6th was our first attempt. You know, everybody was hit hard this year with funding. And the after-school program that we started last year, we were expecting to get funding that didn't come through. Mm. And the advisory board that is made up of really high-level individuals said, no, we need to do this, and actually came up with the fundraiser idea for December 6th. And Adam Jones, what a superhero. He's a champion, came on and said that he not only wanted to support, but he's going to be showcased and doing some really incredible stuff that day. I don't want to kind of jump ahead, but he's going to be doing wonderful support, not only for the event that day, but to help us raise funds for Baltimore City Youth and after-school programming.
How great has it been just seeing this grow and seeing someone like Sebastian, who 6 years in and now he's mentoring someone even younger? Like, that has to be really cool to see.
I think that's the goal. And we, the connectivity, to not only have scholars come in, and that's why we call them scholars. We don't want them just to be baseball players. We use the game of baseball, which is incredible, and softball. I want to emphasize softball because we actually, with Sebastian's team, they didn't have a softball coach. We found a coach to help out.
Huh. Wow.
And they
wow.
actually had 26 girls that never played the game that came and were part of the Dunbar awesome. Softball and baseball after-school program.
And they had a winning season, mind you. Wow. So their first season in, they had a winning season, and it was like, we have the athletes, we just don't always have the space or we have the coaching. So Coach Adam definitely helped us in that.
We have Adam Elshazly here from Bubba. One of his scholars, Sebastian Harris, joining us as they have this big fundraiser December the 6th. I am curious, for people who don't know, Adam, what was the genesis of this? Like, how did Bubba begin?
Yeah, well, it started with Andy Wetlinger, who started the program about 10 years ago. He was doing it from everywhere. I think he used the Under Armour facility, was even during COVID, was at the National Harbor and teaching baseball and softball to kids that wanted to learn, and started a really cool partnership with all the local universities. The building was bought by the Diamond Collective, which thought about creating a group of nonprofits with similar goals of using baseball as a tool to work on kids holistically. The Tony Gwynn Legacy East Foundation is part of the collective, and they're part of the group that's doing this fundraiser. And the whole ecosystem of baseball and softball can be housed at our facility. We have every little league, a lot of the travel ball comes to our facility, and even college guys. And, using that ecosystem to not only support baseball and softball, but developing young kids to be successful adults is kind of the goal.
Sebastian, how much, I guess, of a dent do you feel like it's making? Baseball is having issues connecting with young people of all backgrounds, let alone, you know, kids in urban areas who don't, by and large, have these facilities and have that level of coaching. And if it's in some sport, it's probably not baseball, where they want you to pay $300 for a bat and $150 for a helmet. Have you noticed in the 6 years more kids gravitating to baseball or even knowing about baseball and finding out about people like Adam Jones?
Oh, yeah. I definitely see that, like, growing in my ninth grade year, you know, people would play football, they would play basketball, and then that spring would be nothing, especially in Baltimore City. Because baseball wasn't considered one of our sports. We have no fields, we have no nothing. So it's like, now that's completely changed. So in the summer, instead of kids playing football, they're playing travel baseball. They're playing, you know, spring, and it's getting competitive. You know, there's chatter, there's all that friendly banter. But it's definitely changed from the spring is, oh, you go play 7-on-7 football, to spring is baseball time. Let's play baseball. Like, let's hit. So
awesome.
Adam, for people that are listening and want to get involved, what should they do?
They should visit our website. We have information about the December 6th event. If they're interested in being a sponsor, we still have room for a lot of sponsors to help support that. The proceeds go to our after-school program. But on our website, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer or being a part of the movement, they have information of how to volunteer and be a part of the Baltimore Urban Baseball Association.
And you're always open to, if there's coaches listening, if there's kids from this area who play D1 baseball somewhere else, but they're about to be home for Christmas break, there's always opportunities for people to just sort of pitch in, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. I think there's volunteer experience, and not only around baseball and softball. I know we did a community cleanup recently and also some food giveouts, but we're really big on service learning hours and the experience of really developing young people. So you don't have to just be a baseball and softball person, although that is the tool that we use to really build the brand and the success of what we're trying to accomplish.
More with Adam and Sebastian from Bubba. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're here with Adam Elshazly from Bubba. They have a big fundraiser coming up December 6th. That's a week from Saturday. One of his scholars, Sebastian Harris, is with us as well. Impressive kid. Let the people know, if they're just tuning in, what's happening on December the 6th.
Yeah, so on December 6th, we're having a fundraiser to support our after-school programming and the facility at large. We're going to have Adam Jones kind of be our lead in not only advertising, but helping to support through the philanthropic community in Baltimore. But also, we have a lot of political leaders. So Brandon Scott will be there. Mm. We have a number of council people that will be there, as well as Senator Hayes, who's been a big proponent, and will be showing support. And also, it's going to be a fun event. I think we have two DJs, we have unlimited food, the drinks will be flowing, and we're actually going to play some baseball live there with everybody there and see if we could do something we call a swing for a change, where we can raise some more money to help support Baltimore scholars.
And tickets are still available, sponsorships, availability as well?
Tickets are limited. We're almost sold out. I think we have a number of tickets still available, but also sponsorship is definitely wide open. We're looking for as many sponsors as we can. And if they want to be a sponsor, they could go on our website and they can contact us directly from there.
It's Bubba.org. Is it BubbaBaseball.org?
BubbaBaseball.org.
Right, so BubbaBaseball.
D-U-B-A, baseball.org.
And Sebastian heard you're getting the opportunity to interview Adam Jones that night. That's going to be awesome.
I'm very excited. He's a great man, Hall of Famer, of course, everybody knows, but he's truly down to earth. I really appreciate it.
You got to you talked to him via Zoom, correct? And now this will be the first time you actually get to meet him.
Yep. He spoke to me and it was crazy. He spoke to me and a lot of other private schools in the Maryland DMV area and just, you know, were mentoring maybe, what was it, roughly like 60 high school baseball players. And I was just in the room being able to hear what he had to say. And it was motivating because he was, keep your head down. Let the baseball take you as far as possible, whether it be media, whether it be behind the scenes, whether it be on the field, just go with the flow. And I really appreciate what he had to say.
You are a super impressive young man, and we were talking to you during the break, and you're pursuing maybe wanting to be a pediatric surgeon, and you've worked with Under Armour, and you've worked at Hopkins. And
he makes us look lazy.
Unbelievable resume.
So you're obviously highly motivated, but do you think you would have adopted the worldview as young as you did to see that these opportunities are out there without some of the things that Bubba exposed you to?
No. It was a lot due to, like, Coach Adam, Coach Andy, and Coach Don. Like, a lot of the coaches there are mentors. Like, a lot of the times we're not even talking baseball.
Sure.
We're not talking baseball. We're talking, how are your grades? You know, do you need anything from us? How can we help you? And it's the constant calls, it's the check-ins that have gotten me through and keep pushing me through these different stages in life. When I was, I think at one point I was working at Under Armour, and Coach Don had gotten me the job there because he had worked at Under Armour at the time. And he stopped by and talked to my manager one day and was like, how's he doing? Is he doing good? You know, he's representing me, so he better be doing good.
Checking up on you.
So it's the small stuff that everybody at Bubba goes through and does for you that I feel I wouldn't be in this position without.
And I keep going back to the mentorship program because Adam and the entire staff is really great, but you at your age mentoring, you said a 10-year-old, and just that connection being so close in age, like, that's really powerful too.
I think it also, I've learned so many skills about, like, teamwork, dealing with different people in professional settings too, just like working alongside people and also leading my peers. You know, I was team captain for 4 years at Dunbar and baseball team. So it's like I'm leading people who are older than me, and I'm earning the respect of people who are younger or see me as like, oh, he hasn't made it yet, but I see where he's coming from. He works hard. And I work on that every day, and I practice that at Bubba too. So it's like,
our producer right there, Ben Hall.
Ben Hall.
I met Ben Hall at Bubba. He was working at Bubba summer camp that my son was going to. And we met. I found out Ben was interested in the media. Coach Andy helped put us together. And there you go. He's passing us all by here.
Yes.
Taking over the world.
Taking over the world.
Yeah. So, well, listen, man, we really applaud everything you guys are doing down there. And I've tried to, again, periodically, when I can, shine a light on things. But this event on Saturday is definitely a great entry point. If you come to the event, you're going to meet a lot of cool people there. You're going to get, when you walk in this facility, it will blow your mind. And you'll be like, I can't believe this is here. I can't believe this has been here this long. And I can't believe how many lives they've already touched and how much more they can do if some people of means, you know, maybe a little bit of time, a little bit of money can go a long way. So we're here for you guys to amplify anything you do moving forward. I'm sorry that Andy's under the weather.
Yeah.
But he really kind of got this thing off the ground, and he's a visionary, and you guys are doing tremendous work. So thank you.
Adam, give everybody the information again if people are interested in this event on the 6th.
Yeah, I think the best way to get in contact with us or to see information about the 6th is to visit our website at bubabaseball.org. As soon as you go to the website, a pop-up will come up for the event. And if you want to get in contact with us about sponsorship or just being a part of the program, you could definitely contact us through the website, and they'll have some information you can get from there.
Awesome event. December the 6th, and down at the facility, correct?
It's going to be at the facility. It's going to be amazing. We're decking the whole space out. Not only for politicians and business folks, but we have a number of mentors and student ambassadors that will be there for you to mingle with as well.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we get back to the Ravens, and they're going to face a real quarterback on Thursday, and Joe Burrow. What's this pass rush going to look like against better teams? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.